I asked you in the press conference as well if you had any second thoughts, because it seems that, you know, investors, they want clarity, they want a transparent process, they want a well-planned process. The process you seem to have gone through has been more ad hoc, shall we say, to give it a generous description. Does this not ring some alarm bells as far as your involvement in Latvia is concerned?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the actual process of having come across the investment by chance, evaluating it and then negotiating it actually has been very professional. You know, both Martin Gauss as well as the advisors to the company Prudentia, and then also Mr. Oselinch when he took over from Prudentia, this was a very professional, well-organized, transparent process. And of course, negotiating parties have different opinions about what they want to get. You know, start at one point, the other party starts at another point, you meet somewhere in the middle, you have normal discussions and negotiations about compromises. That process was, you know, entirely normal as you would expect it. The stoppage in the process at certain points when it was clear that there was quite an aggressive timetable for a good reason underlying the search for an investor, as well as the leakages in the press, did of course surprise me, and not pleasantly.
And you're determined to go ahead with the investment now, then?
Well, you know, I do not know who actually leaked what information to whom. I have a contractual and obligation of an honest merchant to my contracting party to actually go forward with the transaction. I am bound to that, unless I can actually prove that this was done on purpose. And I believe that the people that I have and continue to negotiate with are acting in good faith.
And finally, where do you see AirBaltic a couple of years down the line and your involvement with it specifically?
Well, you know, this is a good question, just like, you know, how long is a piece of string? I mean, you know, life keeps constantly changing. I mean, first of all, I believe that the Horizon 2021 business plan that the airline have is a very credible one that has very well been thought through and developed and adequately reflects the business opportunities open to the company. And, of course, sometimes fate actually helps the good company along. And this is in particular the case at the moment with the additional traffic that AirBaltic is picking up through the rerouting of traffic from Moscow to Kiev via Riga and Minsk. This is clearly very beneficial for the company. And as sad as this may be for Estonians, Estonian Air clearly also is good news for the company, as are the low fuel prices. So I think the immediate outlook for the company, especially now after it has been recapitalized, is very positive, and I'm glad to be a party to that. And I think there are some improvements in financial engineering and in the way in which some of the aspects of the in which the company are run that we can also bring. And then we'll have to see how it goes. The business of running an airline is one of the most challenging in the world, because you know, every day you have to look at, is my plane full, what is happening to my cost structure, and you have to adapt to the situation, just like you had, for example, to the Kiev situation. Now you have to actually, suddenly somebody snips a finger and says, I need to reallocate my planes because I need to put more capacity on Riga-Kiev. All the very, very unfortunate situation in Sharm el-Sheikh, when tourists have to be brought home that are stranded there, very often people with limited budgets on charter holidays, and then of course you have a moral obligation to make sure that you bring those people home. So every day you have another challenge, and hopefully they're always positive ones, and then we'll have to see. Obviously there is a bigger picture also, because the new fleet and the new cost structure and the additional capacity that AirBaltic has will open other opportunities outside of the Baltic Sea region market. The management has some very interesting ideas on wet lease into Europe and into opening up Riga as a gateway further to the east. If you look at the route network of AirBaltic, it's effectively, there are a few flights to the east, to Moscow and Kazakhstan and the Caucasus states, but effectively the whole route network actually opens up from Riga into the northwest and central Europe. So clearly there is an immense business logic of actually getting business feeding in there from the east. The airport will have new capacity next year when the new terminal comes on. For commuters and for people changing planes, the airport is extremely convenient, very short ways, very efficient staff, very, very well positioned. If you have to stop overnight, traffic times into the city, airport hotels are very close. So I think there's a great business opportunity, a strategic one, to develop traffic into eastern connections and actually utilize that hub and network function that Riga has. So lots of things we can do together in the future.